Chapter 27, Our Father's House. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. John 14:1-3.
So many things can trouble our hearts. Unpaid bills, a frightening medical prognosis, loss of a job, the death of a loved one, upcoming surgery, an unexpected move, an argument with a close friend, a savage rumor, a church dispute. The world is full of heart troublers, and it always will be. Yet Jesus does not want our hearts to remain troubled, and he does not expect us to deal with those troubles so much by ignoring them as by turning toward him. As he said to his anxious disciples in John 14:1, "Trust in God, trust also in me." Why were the disciples so anxious? It was something he had said to them, the sound of which they didn't like at all. He had declared, "My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come." John 13:33. These words put the disciples into a tailspin, Peter most of all. So as the leader of the 12, he asked Jesus, "Lord, where are you going?" John 13:36. And that's when Jesus told them about heaven. There's nothing escapist about pondering heaven. Jesus told us about it not so that we could escape from our troubles, but so that we could better endure them. He wants us to think about heaven, especially when anxious thoughts seize our hearts. Although we won't enjoy its full benefits until we arrive, even now we can allow its atmosphere to fill our lungs with hope. That's what some young friends of mine did recently when I asked them to tell me what they thought heaven would be like. Here's what they said. Michael Leek, age 3, says, "The best part of heaven is the party Jesus is going to give us. Lots of babies will be in heaven. If we need our dolls in heaven, Jesus will have them there." Emily Edwards, age 7, says, "There are roads of gold, gates of pearl, and after you have walked through the gates of pearl, I think you might see a humongous throne. I think the throne is made out of bricks of gold and outlined with pearls, decorated with emeralds, maybe even rubies. I don't know if I am right, but I do know you will have to have bare feet." Taylor Andrews, age 13, says, "God says that heaven is perfect for everyone, and we each have our own idea of what perfect is. My dad died, so part of my perfect heaven would be to have my dad there with me. Best of all, we could see God whenever we wanted." Isaac Jones, age 11, says, "Heaven will be like living in the clouds with Christ, and you can rollerblade on streets of gold. Peter will give you fishing lessons. We'll all be able to fly. We'll play tag in the sky. The trees will be made of gold and the leaves of silver. My point is, heaven is going to be wonderful." Andrew Edwards, age 3, says, "I think heaven would have fences in it with strawberries. David, who fighted Goliath, would be there too. I think heaven would have blueberries and gold in it. Old people will be there and God's angels. There also will be a big, big feast that keeps everybody full." Heather Knepper, age 11, states, "Heaven will be the greatest place ever, but mainly because Jesus will be there. To get to this great place, though, you must believe in Christ our Lord." Benjamin Leek, age 10, says, "Heaven is a place where you can just have fun. It's a place where you can see your friends again. I'll be happy. I'll be able to put unpleasant times, bad days, seizure medicine, all that stuff behind me." Thinking about heaven is a great way to put all that stuff behind us, at least for a little while. That's why Jesus told us about it. You know, he didn't have to tell us about heaven. It could have remained his big secret. But he wanted us to know what was coming so that we could deal with what is now. He also wanted us to know that when the time is right, there won't be any problem in getting us to heaven. He wouldn't entrust this task to some third-level angel or to some celestial scoop that would mechanically pluck us out of earth and dump us in paradise. He wanted us to know that He would come for us Himself. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. When will this happen? We don't know. When the disciples asked Him this very question, He said things like, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by His own authority," Acts 1:7. "And keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come," Matthew 24:42. "And so you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect Him," Matthew 24:44. We don't know when He's coming back to take us home, but we don't have to know. What we must do is be ready and keep watch. Our guided excursion to heaven could take place even before you finish reading this sentence, or even before I finish writing it. Well, I guess not. Heaven is certain, and so is our Lord's promise to take us there, whenever the Father decides it's time to fulfill that promise. Whoosh!